This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and head down to Carolina. You heard James Taylor explaining it there. Obviously, the Caps are playing the Canes this week. This is a there's enough of a rivalry here, man. This thing's going to be fun. Luke DeCock joins us from Raleigh. Luke, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about anything other than Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
I guess down there, that is a serious hot topic.
That's a big story down there, man.
It's kind of a big story.
He needs to go home and say, baby, you got to back off a little bit, please.
Man, you try doing that.
Hey, I would.
My favorite part of the Bill Belichick stuff is that, like, you keep getting these think pieces on, like, how did this happen? I know exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
This woman has something that he likes. I don't know what
he has something she likes.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheddar.
But no, dude, we're not going to bug you about Bill Belichick's girlfriend. We want to talk hockey.
Yes.
Obviously, the Caps and the Canes play a lot in the regular season. The Canes got the better of them. I would argue there were some like extenuating circumstances surrounding most of the regular season games. How about get us up to speed with how Carolina's playing right now? Obviously, they dispatched Jersey, but Jersey was kind of bad.
Yeah, Jersey's really banged up. I mean, they were missing, by the end of that series, they were missing four defensemen and their two best players. So, you know, at the same token, you know, give the Hurricanes credit for locking down the gentleman's sweep. They took care of it in five games. They didn't have to go back to Jersey. Played pretty well. And look, the game they lost was a double overtime game. They probably should have won. And one of the games they won, their starting goalie got knocked out, and they won anyway. So, you know, a little bit of drama, but mostly taking care of business. It's a team playing pretty well right now. Still has another level that it can get to for sure. But one of the promising signs for them is when you look at the postseason's past and their playoff disappointments, and this is going to sound a little bit like Washington pre-2018, their best players haven't always been their best players. Yep. And this year, Andrei Svechnikov has been a force of nature. Sebastian Aho scores the game winner in double overtime to eliminate the Devils in game five. Jacob Slavin's been terrific. You know, just the guys who you really need, the guys who you have to count on, have been at their best. And there's still a couple guys who can raise their game a little bit, but, you know, the goaltending's been pretty good. Frederik Andersen's had, you know, basically a week now to rest up since he was very lightly injured in game four in Jersey, and then Peter Kochetkov came in and won game five. So, you know, it's a team that's had a little break to heal up, especially in net. But, you know, the other part of it is, you know, it's a little bit similar to the Caps pre-2018. One of the big issues for the Hurricanes in the postseason in years past, certainly when they got swept by Florida in the conference finals, is the power play. Their power play was outstanding against the Devils, and they did not allow a power play goal in that series, and they scored a shorthand goal. I think it was net plus eight in special teams in five games. You know, when you have special teams and goaltending in the playoffs, you can beat just about everybody. Sure. They've also been pretty good at even strength.
Also, what is it that they are concerned about when it comes to the Caps? I believe when they were back in the day, everybody just expected Ovi to do it all the time. Now they have more guys that can score, which I think makes the defense have to be really, really on point.
Yeah, it's going to be a question of, you know, that they have two, you know, they have sort of a 1A and 1B line in terms of matchups, certainly not in terms of offense. But it was a decision that the Devils kind of had to make with their top line is, you know, do you want the Ovechkin line up against Jordan Staal, who's a big, grinded out, will lean on you. That line will hit. It's heavy, but it's not going to generate a lot of offense. They're going to shut you down. Or, you know, if you're the Hurricanes, do you want that Aho, Svechnikov, Ovechkin matchup and say, we're going to go strength on strength here and try to beat them at their own game? So I think that's one thing that the Hurricanes, a decision the Hurricanes are going to have to make, maybe not in games one and two, but certainly at home when they get to pick their matchups. And then, you know, the other part of it, I think, is as good as the Hurricanes penalty kill has been, if the Capitals power play gets hot, you know, that is such a huge weapon. And we saw it. Look, the Devils had one of the best penalty kills in the league. They were right behind the Hurricanes in the regular season, and the Hurricanes absolutely ripped them to shreds. So, you know, it's almost like momentum. Some of this stuff carries over from playoff series to playoff series. Some of it doesn't. But I think, you know, the number one thing hockey-wise would be the Capitals power play. And look, there's also we all know it. We saw the bad blood during the regular season. There's a physical element to this.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it in 2019 when they played Ovechkin challenging Svechnikov to a fight. Tom Wilson always. You know, ironically, the biggest hit of that 2019 series was Warren Fogle, who you would not exactly describe as an enforcer, you know, knocking TJ Oshie out of the series with a hit that was, it was awkward. You know, it wasn't Fogle's fault that Oshie lost his footing, but it was, you know, it ended up having some nasty consequences for Oshie. But that was a physical series. And, you know, a big side plot of that series was Dougie Hamilton stepping out of Alexander Ovechkin trying to run him. And once it cost the Hurricanes a goal, the other time it kind of embarrassed Ovechkin. So, you know, that won't be an issue this time. The Hurricanes are a more physical team. They certainly have learned in the last five or six postseasons not to retaliate, which was a big issue for them against, you know, they played the Bruins three times and the Bruins were always in their kitchen, and they played the Panthers and the Panthers were always in their kitchen. The Devils, Eric Halla and Timo Meier, tried some of that and it just didn't work. So this is a more mature team, and it has bigger forwards than they've had in the past. Look, like William Carrier, Eric Robinson, guys like that, Mark Jankowski, they have a bunch of guys who are 6'2", 220 pounds. Jordan Staal's always been a big dude. They're willing, especially on the forecheck, to go and hammer your D. I don't think that was necessarily true in 2019. I don't think the Hurricanes, they would get on the Capitals D and hassle them, but I don't think they had the physical threat they have now. So the key for them is obviously don't get antagonized. Don't get pulled into stuff after the whistle. Keep your discipline. And then keep your head on a swivel, because the Caps, whether it's Duhaime or obviously Wilson or whoever else, they are going to be trying to hit you, and you need to be prepared for that. I think probably they are. But, you know, that's still one thing to say you are and another to go out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mm-hmm. All of our Caps coverage is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. And don't forget, in about 15, 17 minutes, we're giving away tickets to Game 1.
Oh, yeah.
Game 1 here tomorrow night. Caps, Canes. It's going to be awesome. We are on the Rude Guest Hotline with our friend Luke DeCock, sports columnist for the Raleigh News and Observer. And Luke, your latest column is the headline, Bad Blood May Not Carry Over, But Canes and Caps Have Reasons to Hate Each Other. I think that's pretty accurate and kind of setting the tone for what I expect in this series. One question I always have, because this, I think this series is going at least six. Like, I don't think this is going to be a gentleman's sweep on either part. There's going to be some dude on Carolina, and granted, we kind of know Carolina from all the regular season games, but one dude will emerge as the player the Caps fans
the
hate.
Villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your prediction?
I think the way he's playing right now, it's going to be Andrei Svechnikov. You know, obviously there's the history with him and Ovechkin.
Can I say something real quick on that?
Yeah.
You said something earlier that I'm not sure I agreed with. He came after Ovi in that fight. That wasn't really Ovi trying to pick that fight.
Well, you got to understand. This is a guy who idolized Ovechkin. You could argue he bit off more than he can chew. That was mutual.
It seemed like Ovi was like, sure you want to do this, dude?
there was Russian alpha dog stuff going on in that fight that we will never understand.
That's what it was.
And the thing is, Svech still, they're more peers now. I don't want to idolize this, but I would say that Svech still has the exact same level of respect for Ovechkin that he had going into that. Coming out of it. It's like, he was just like, yep, that's it. And his attitude, you know, it wasn't like he came out of that saying, I hate that guy. It was just exactly the same. Yeah. It happens. And Svechnikov is hitting people, and he's been aggressive on the forecheck. He leveled some big hits in the Devils series. He's scoring goals. He's being the most effective version of himself. And the most effective version of himself does tend to get people a little pissed off because he is going to rattle guys. And he is going to play, you know, a pretty physical game. And he's big and he's strong and he can hit people. He's an easy one. You know, the other one is just because he's so infuriating at times, is Jacob Slavin, because he's a Lady Bing winner. He's one of the cleanest players in the league, multiple Lady Bing winner. But he does things that are just so baffling that you just get so frustrated. Mm-hmm. He's just a wizard with his stick, and he can disarm guys on the rush. In tight quarters. He's one, not because he's a dirty player or because he's going to hit people necessarily, but you just get so frustrated going against him. And the other one, obviously, we talk about bad blood not spilling over, but Jalen Chatfield is not a very popular player among Capitals fans already. Now, this is a third-pairing defenseman, so this is not a star or anything like that. And his argument was, look, man, we're in a fight. I got to do what it takes to win the fight. And even, you know, Spencer Carver even basically said, look, I didn't like it. You want to be careful when I got the helmet, but you know, it's two guys fighting, stuff happens, but he answered for it. You know, Duhane came after him in Washington. He answered for it. It was what it was. But you know, when you have a series between two teams that had 100+ penalty minutes in one game and really 30 years, of Southeast Division bred dislike between the two franchises. You know, there's going to be flashpoints. Yeah. You know, I think Svechnikov is the most likely one because he's the most willing. He was in 2019, and he will be again now.
Yeah, you're supposed to not like each other when you play them all the time.
Yeah, man. I think this is going to be a great series. What is the feeling down there? What are you predicting in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the feeling's pretty good. And one big reason is this is the first time, really probably since 2019, that the Hurricanes have reached this point in the postseason with a full roster. You know, Freddie Anderson missed a game and a period or two, but Svechnikov was out in 2013. Max Pacioretty was out in 2013. Teuvo Teravainen got hurt in 2024, or I guess that was 2023 too. But guys have been hurt. Guys have had long-term injuries. They were missing Jesper Fast last year. He got hurt in the 82nd game of the regular season. Freddie Anderson's been banged up, really kind of struggling to get through playoff series. He's not right now. So it's a healthy team. So it's really not the same Hurricanes that we've seen in the playoffs. You combine that with the special teams and the way they're playing right now. If they can carry that over, I think it's probably Canes in six. If the special team sort of resets to zero and they don't have the same success on the power play and penalty kill, then I think we're probably going seven, just like in 2019. And then it's kind of anybody's series. But if they can keep up their success on the special teams and Freddie Anderson can stay healthy, I do think the Hurricanes are really in a pretty good groove right now.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Luke, thank you very much for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Luke Tkach from the Raleigh News and Observer, sports columnist down there. He likes the Canes. I get it. He's from down there.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I like the Canes. But
and
I like
you from up here. He'll probably say the same thing about you.
I like raising Canes. It's good-ass chicken, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.